Well, if it's Memorial Day weekend, it must be Tivoli Fest. That's coming up this weekend, Friday through Sunday in Elkhorn, and we're going to talk about that this morning with Lisa Steen-Riggs, who's with us this morning. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of planning all coming to a head again this weekend. Hey, is there anything new this year at Tivoli Fest?
Oh, yes. There's always something new going on, and it's greater than ever as far as our, you know, Tivoli Fest is. It starts, you know, Friday evening. Actually, a little bit earlier, from 4 to 5, we knew this year we have Danish Viking chef Stig Hansen from Denmark, who wrote the book Danish Cooking in English, and he'll be signing his cookbooks from 4 to 5 at the windmill on the 25th. And then after that, you proceed up to the fire station and the Iowa beer tent, where I think it was like his fifth year, one of his favorite small towns that he does events at. And he will be there offering Iowa craft beers. But yes, but also he'll have the Danish beer Carlsberg. And then the Tivoli Committee, it's kind of their evening, and they're sponsoring Diego Garcia. And the committee's serving Danish hot dogs, and that's a special red hot dog with remoulade and a fried onion and onions. It's just, it's really, really good, and that's what the committee is doing to offset our expenses, and that's Friday evening. And, of course, Saturday is our biggest day. You know, it starts at 8 a.m. in the morning with the flag raising at the windmill by the mayor and the Tivoli chairman and veterans. And then we have the M&M fun run. It's a 5K from the Elkhorn's windmill to Camelton's Mermaid. And we call it a 5K, and we call it M&M. And in the end, you get a package of M&M. So it's kind of a fun thing we've done for many years. And, of course, we have lots of Vikings that we're hearing. They're coming to, I don't want to say the word raid Tivoli Fest, but pretty much. And they're good Vikings. It's a fun time. They'll be doing lots of demonstrations down at the Viking House, and then across from the hotel they'll be doing their war games. And of course the weather sounds great, so we hope to have entertainment on the Mill Entertainment Stage following the parade, and the parade's at 11 o'clock. The Danish apple skiver and Modista pulse will be served at the fire station beginning at 8, and that should take you up to the parade at 11. And then we have folk dancers, Dwight Lamb and Bill Peterson, Viking enactors. We have a new street musician this year, Jenny Blood from Minneapolis. She plays a special Danish accordion music that she learned from her Danish immigrant father. We have the Omaha Scandinavian folk dancers. The Museum of Danish America, of course, they're open 9 to 5, and they're giving free tours. You know, they have a lot to see on the ground, the walking trail, the fitness equipment, their green roof, and then all the exhibits inside. And they have quite a few new featured exhibits. And then also in the afternoon, they have painters and crafters, kind of folk demonstrators that kind of do the old-time Danish folk art. And new this year at Bestemor's house, from 10 to 4, the museum always has a few Danish interns. Well, this year, Eben Krohman is portraying a immigrant from 1916, I believe. Her name is Marie Jensen. And she will be giving special tours from 1917 of her life in Bestemor's house from 10 to 4. And we do have a little small shuttle service, some like noon to 2, that once you park, you can get from the windmill to the fire station to Bestemor's house and to the museum. We have public restrooms throughout. And on Main Street, you know, we have the beautiful Genealogy Center, and they have a featured exhibit called Local History, the Danish Family Puzzle in Elkhorn. So that'll be kind of fun. And something else that the museum is sponsoring, and we're quite excited about it, is the documentary film. I think it's going to be the first time that's been shown in Iowa, and it's called Finding Huga, and that's at 5:30. And it kind of tells, this documentary features travel around the globe to discover Denmark's secret to happiness and the true meaning of hygge. And Hygge is one of our, it's kind of our theme this year. We call it Danish traditions Hygge and Æbleskiver, but Hygge is a Danish word, and it just got into the Webster Dictionary, I believe, last year, and it was one of the top 10 trending words in the world. But it's hard to describe, but it means warm and fuzzy feeling, cozy food, good company, wine, flowers, you know, being around your friends, having good conversation. It's Hygge, and that's what we think Tivoli Fest is, Hygge. And, of course, this is the second annual World Æbleskiver Eating Championship. And this is led by, sanctioned by Major League Eating. And this is their national circuit. You know, you see those Nathan hot dog eating contests. Well, they're the ones that sponsor that. And this year, the same MC will be coming. He's got a British accent. We have a lot of fun with it, and there is professionals, 12 professionals, that are coming from around the world in several different states, and they have 8 minutes to consume as many Æbleskivers as they can. And the winner last year was 87 Æbleskivers. And if you know what an Æbleskiver is, it's a round Danish pancake ball. But whoever wins this gets $4,000, so, and a possible new world record. We do have an amateur contest, and we still have some openings. It's $30 to enter, and it's how many Æbleskivers you can eat in 5 minutes. And I think it was around 24 that the winner won last year. But it's fun. It's packed. It's at 2 o'clock at the fire station. You don't want to miss it. Of course, the Danish open-faced sandwiches will be at the town hall, and that's from noon to 3:30 only. And these sandwiches are open-faced, which means one piece of bread loaded with meats and garnishes. And they're works of art, and then they have Danish dessert. So if you really want something Danish to eat, go to the fire station for the Æbleskiver and the Dieterpulse, and to the town hall. And these are Tivoli-sponsored food stands. And, of course, we do have, like, the Optimus are having pork burgers. We have a couple commercial food stands, food trucks. We have our own, you know, restaurants in town that we're very proud of, and we encourage you to eat there, too. Saturday night is sponsored by the Firemen, and they have the first name band will be playing, and these are free will donations at the gate to get in. But before that, there is the Newlywed Game. They usually get new married couples in the community or that came from this community, and they just have a lot of fun. Wayne Hansen is the MC. We call him Wayne Eubanks, and it's just a fun time. And, of course, fireworks. We have, I think, the best fireworks around. And the funny thing is, it's done by our local pharmacist. He became a licensed pyro years ago. Him and his brother put on the fireworks, and we call it the Waymire Brothers and their nine fingers. But they do a great job, and that's after dark, around 9:30. And, of course, the Iowa Beer Tent will be going, and the bands both Friday and Saturday night. Also at the fire station earlier in the evening, there is, I think, steak sandwiches by the FFA kids. You know, we have the Scandinavian Entertainment that will be strolling around the Elkhorn Library following the parade or having all kinds of children's activities, Lego contest. They're having a book signing by an Elkhorn Kimmelton alumni, Dr. Randy Lang, and it's about the Elkhorn Grove Adventure, and that's like 12:30 and 3:30 on Saturday. There's a bounce house. The one thing that got canceled was the volleyball tournament. That won't be this year. You know, we always invite you to go on to Kimmelton to see the Danish Village there and the Little Mermaid in the park. Then we go to Sunday, and that's another great day. It's not a long a day, but we still have Æbleskiver in the morning until whenever they run out, and that's usually by 1 o'clock. The Elkhorn Danish folk dancers will be dancing, and they're always fun to watch. You know, they don't want people to think they're trying to be professional. They do want people to laugh at them, and it comes very natural for us to laugh at ourselves. So it's a fun time. We have the craft vendors that are on Saturday only. In the city park that morning at 9, there's an antique tractor drive, and you line up on Salem Street at 9, and you can. They go on a long tractor ride, and they come back in the afternoon. The firemen are having a poker run that starts at 10 a.m. They have all this is on a program, so I don't mean to overwhelm you. You can pick up the program at the local businesses or go online at the Danish Tivoli Fairs Elkhorn, Iowa Facebook page, the Danish Windmills website, the Danish Villages website. You can find the link to our program because it is quite extensive. It's amazing what this little town of 650 people can do. But the other new thing on Sunday is we've always had a New Century Art Guild in Kimmelton, and they have a new building in Elkhorn, too. So they're kind of a sister facilities. They're a nonprofit, but they highlight veterans. That some of them are disabled, but they do their art, and it's a way for them to raise money. And it's very well done, and that they are going to be opening a new facility on Main Street across from the fire station. And that, I think they have a, it'll be at 10 a.m. when that opens up on Sunday. They'll be serving loose meat sandwiches, and that goes to the Elkhorn Public Library renovation. And that's what the proceeds from Tivoli go to, is to we're enlarging our library. There's a Veterans War Memorial, and I don't know, and then there's also art classes for all ages at 1 o'clock. I don't know if you ever heard of the Polka Police Band, Jim. It is, they're a hoot. They're fun. It's danceable music, and that will be playing on Sunday afternoon across at the building across from the fire station.
Oh, I swear all 650 people in town must be involved in the planning and committees on this.
We could use more help from other towns around, so if anybody wants to volunteer, we could use you.
Hey, Lisa, before we finish up, though, I want to throw a plug in here, too, because it sounds like there's so much stuff going on. There's probably no place to park, but you've got that handled, too.
Yeah, we have lots of parking. Our parking garage is free for the weekend. It's 10 stories high. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I missed that.
Well, we have, you know, the old Danish Inn parking lot, and wherever you can park, there will be signs like during the parade where you can't park. So we invite you to find a spot, come early. Again, there's the shuttles till 2 o'clock. So there is plenty, and there's restrooms. And I think the only thing I forgot, Jim, was the Tour de Tivoli, and that's the bike ride, the 26-mile bike ride that's on Sunday morning, mm-hmm. and you register at the windmill, I think, at 8. The start of the ride's at 9, and they kind of have treats along the way, but you also see Kimmelton, and it's just a fun time. Oh, and I forgot the other new thing, the Show and Shine car show. That's on Saturday this year. They had one last year on Sunday, but this is on Saturday, and it's kind of, there's no fees to enter, and I don't think there's no prizes to win, but we want you to come and show off your car and drive in the parade, but that's by Fajan Lumber, if anybody's interested.
I bet. Lots of good stuff there. I tell you what, though, let's work on the windmill and get that project completed. Then we can start on the parking garage.
Yes, yeah, and I don't know if you'd heard, but we were supposed to have gotten the sales this week. And once our shinglers were up on the very cap of the dome, they had to get that shingled before the sales could come to town. Well, as they were peeling off the old shingles, we have on each side where the fantail sits on the back of the cap, which was 70 feet up in the air, they found wood rot. And they didn't uncover it until they uncovered the shingles. So we're very sad about that. It's something that has to be taken care of. It could have been devastating if we'd put the sails up and the fantail, because the first windstorm, we would have had a catastrophe. So it's a blessing in disguise. We're going to do it right. We're going to get it fixed. The problem was finding the seasoned white oak timbers, which we just found yesterday in a shipyard in Connecticut. So they're huge timbers. They have to be first quality, and they were cut several years ago, so we know that they're dry, they're seasoned. They will be shipped to Louisville, Kentucky, where the millwright we'll make a whole new cap frame. And hopefully that will be done before fall. No one's more sicker than we are about it, but we are feeling blessed right now that we've found it and it can be fixed. We're starting a new fundraising campaign to try to get the money to pay for those timbers and get those. It's quite extensive. Luckily, we have really good blueprints. We had an itemized list from when we did it back in 1995. And we just got to keep this old mill in good repair, and it's been a long time coming. We've spent a lot of money on it the last year and a half. We're just getting everything reshingled so the other buildings all look beautiful. The grounds look good. We have the Viking House, the chapel. You know, we have just lots of things to see. And, of course, we're open daily. You know, we haven't shut down the business inside. We can show you the video and tell you how we brought it from Denmark. But, yeah, so that's kind of where we're at with that. You're not going to see a finished windmill, but it is interesting in itself just to see how in the heck did they do it back in 1848.
How did they do it all those years ago, moving it to Elkhorn, too? Yeah, a lot of work. Very good. Well, Lisa, have a great weekend. We hope you enjoy another wonderful Tivoli Fest. A lot of folks do enjoy it each and every year, and hope the weather's perfect for you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the opportunity, Jim.